This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's 5:48 at KDKA, and we are joined by Bishop David Zubik, who heads the Catholic Diocese here in Pittsburgh. And Bishop, first and foremost, our sympathies and condolences in the passing of Pope Francis.
Thank you very much, Larry. I know on behalf of yourself and all your listeners, for sure, much appreciated. Thank you.
How do you describe the impact that Pope Francis had on the church, the world, and his papacy?
I think one word, mercy. You know, every time that Pope Francis spoke, he always talked about, if we're going to take Jesus seriously, and especially just now having come back off the heels of Holy Week and Easter, that God's relationship with us is one of mercy. And he continues to radiate that. And I use that verb intentionally. He came to radiate that in everything that he did. You know, he was such a down-to-earth pastor. You know, he really did. That was the most important part of what he did. You know, a lot of times, you know, when we as clergy come together, we'll talk about the fact that Pope Jean-Paul II was a philosopher, Pope Benedict was a theologian, and Pope Francis is pastor. And I think that describes it all. He just really had the heart of a great shepherd, for sure.
Good morning, Bishop Zubik. I'm curious to know, you mentioned in your statement this morning that there were several occasions that you were in the presence of the Holy Father. Talk a little bit about that. What was that like for you?
The last time that we were together was on the Thanksgiving Day of 2019. All the bishops from Pennsylvania and New Jersey were together meeting with him. That's something that the bishops throughout the world do. We'll meet with the Pope every 5 years collectively. And we met for 3 hours, and it was a beautiful opportunity for us to be able to talk about our working together, the love that we have for our people. And he was very, very down to earth, made us feel very welcome. We came in. There was no formality whatsoever. It was a very fraternal conversation. And I think that's pretty much the experience, I think, that we've always seen when he's been mixing with people, whether it's in St. Peter's Square or on one of his international visits. You know, he really wanted to make sure that people felt comfortable in his company. And that was a beautiful example and invitation to me personally.
Well, Bishop, not a complete shock because he had been battling double pneumonia, but he did look like he was on the road to recovery. However, he had a chance to be at St. Peter's Square yesterday to greet the faithful on Easter and then passed early this morning.
Well, you know, it was the last thing I saw last night before I closed my eyes. And he looked great. But, you know, I was thinking with a little bit of humor, you know, that I think that the doctors, when he was released from the hospital, said, well, you know, you really need to step back and really, not just take rest and not be doing things. Well, that you can see that over the course of the last couple of weeks, he was more and more coming out in public. And I was thinking, well, you can't keep a good man down. And I think he knew that the most important reality in his life was to really radiate radiate the love of Christ. And he did that in so many different ways. He knew that his very presence coming through that wheelchair in St. Peter's Square, being on the balcony as he was yesterday, was really showing a sign of his love for the people, and they were so thrilled to be able to see him.
Bishop David Zubik, we appreciate you making time for us. Thank you, and there will be, after a great jubilation yesterday and Easter, a period of mourning for Pope Francis. We appreciate you being on this morning.
Thank you. God bless you, Larry.
Bishop David Zubik, who heads the Catholic Church here in the region, getting reaction to the passing of Pope Francis at the age of 88.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.